Now, a story about trouble in Artichoke City. Castroville, California, is known as the artichoke center of the world, and it is evidently experiencing a crime wave, artichoke theft. Artichokes with a street value estimated as much as $100,000 have apparently been filched from Ocean Mist Farms, a big Castroville grower. Dale Huss is a farmer and vice president of artichoke production at Ocean Mist. Mr. Huss, where is this theft taking place and on what scale?
Robert, it's taking place in and around our production fields in Castroville. And it is taking place, two and three nights a week at all times of the early morning hours. We haven't been able to get a good lead on them yet, but we believe we're getting close. And we're starting to tighten the noose on these folks.
Well, are these people who are going out into the fields with a big sack and just filling it up with artichokes?
That's exactly what they're doing. They're going out in the middle of the night in parts of our fields it's hard to see from the road, and they're filling up gunny sacks full of artichokes. We estimate between 10 and 15 gunny sacks at a whack.
When you talk about 15 gunny sacks full of artichokes, how much value is being taken in a theft like that?
In 15 gunny sacks, we're looking at as many as 1,500 artichokes. With in a retail sense, $2 an artichoke. And so for each night of pilfering, these crooks are getting away with up to $3,000.
Well, it wouldn't make any sense to steal artichokes unless you felt you could sell them somewhere. So where are these artichokes, do you think, being sold?
We believe that they're being sold, along the roads. I mean, here in California, it's not unusual for folks to, stop a pickup along a road and put a sign up, artichokes for sale, or whatever else they might be selling. We believe they're probably going to flea markets. We believe there's a good chance they're showing up in farmers markets. And so they're able to move this produce pretty easily, I think.
How rare is this? I assume that all the time somebody's taking something off the fields.
Robert, I'll tell you what it is. It's gotten to the point here, not only in our area, but in the whole state of California, where whether it's artichokes or whether it's avocados, whether it's corn or cauliflower, spinach or watermelons, stealing from farmers up and down the state has gotten to be excessive. And the artichokes are just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, Mr. Huss, to what extent is this changing the way that Ocean Mist Farms does its business, the fact of this degree of theft?
Well, first of all, let me say this here, that not only is it hurting our company, but it's also hurting the people that work for us, because legitimate harvesting activities where, we pay for people to come and harvest our product, if that product isn't there, people are going without work. I mean, this is hurting folks all the way up and down the economic ladder. And we as farmers, we cannot afford to live with that kind of theft. I mean, our margins are so low and so close sometimes, it's just very difficult. And there'll be no farmer you ever talk to that doesn't agree with that statement.
Well, Mr. Huss, good luck to you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you getting the word out there.
Dale Huss is a farmer and vice president of artichoke production at Ocean Mist Farms in Castroville, California.